Well, let's go and talk about NRL, because last weekend we saw the Auckland Nines. The Roosters won the final over the Panthers, but I wanted to talk about the future of the Nines. And Brian Fletcher is now the CEO of the Penrith Panthers. And, of course, we know Brian as well as a former CEO of the Hawkesbury Racing Club. Morning to you, Brian.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Let's get straight to it. I mean, I know you were defeated, so we stressed that in the final, but I know you've had views on the future of the Auckland Nines for a little while. Can you explain to our listeners what you think should happen to the Nines?
Yes, Andrew. Look, we've got an opinion on the Nines, and it's only our leading football experts that it's probably too demanding at the start of the season for our elite players to play in the Nines, but it's part of your licence, so you've got to play. But I think the way that we approached it this year was that we only took four of our top squad over, and the rest of them were 20 and 21 years of age. And I think that's really what we're trying to say. That's what the Nines should be about, put the young stars, up-and-coming stars, on a platform. And we were highly successful in doing that. The James Tarmo, Nathan Cleary, Wacker Blake and Isaiah Yeo were the only four who will regularly play NRL first grade at this stage. The others will come through and eventually play first grade, but and the rest are all the young up-and-coming players like Dylan Edwards and young Jed Cartwright and so forth. So it put them on the big stage, which was great for them. So the concept that just needs changing.
Okay, so when you say changing, you feel that it should be played at another time of the year?
Well, possibly. I think, like, it's a game when you start off with less players on the field, so they cover more ground, and it's a time where probably they're just starting to try and get into their, you know, their top fitness position. So probably halfway through the year it'd be better. But it and it probably needs to be played over three nights sort of thing, because we played four games on the last day, and that's extreme pressure on these athletes to play four games in one day. But you could play it. For instance, the crowd was disappointing this year. There's only sort of about 15,000 people there, I think, in actual numbers. And but if you moved it to a place like Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane, you could play it Friday night, Saturday night and Sunday night, two games each for each team Friday night, two games Saturday night, and play all the finals Sunday night. And I think you'd pack the place out. You'd get 50,000 there every day.
Brian, were there any injuries to come from your team out of the Nines? Because going through the other rosters there, it seems as though there was at least one or two players that did come out of the Nines with some sort of injury. But and I don't say this lightly, the serious injuries actually came from the Gillaroos and the Kiwi Ferns.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. We were lucky. We escaped injury, and that was one of our biggest concerns. We went to the Nines 2 years ago and took young Jennings over to play there. He was one of our future stars, and he broke his elbow and never played the whole year. And the problem with that is, if that had happened to a James Tarmo or somebody, we've got to pay them for the full season. And the chap who runs the Nines over there, he gets the profits out of them, but nobody compensates the club, or you can't replace that player in the salary cap. So we were lucky that some of the teams weren't. I think like the Rabbitohs with Aaron Gray, like he could be out. He's got a torn medial ligament, so he could be out for ages. Benji Marshall was hurt. Kenny Edwards from the Eels and Dylan Walker from Manly. And you only got to look at last year with Manly. Like, they lost three players, and it affected their whole season. So you've got to look at that part of it as well.
We're talking with Brian Fletcher, the CEO of the Penrith Panthers, about the Auckland Nines. So wrapping it up, Brian, looking at the Nines, I mean, I guess you look at the AFL and what they've done. Their pre-season is now only 2 or 3 weeks, where it used to go for a number of weeks. Do you feel there is a spot for it right now going forward? Do we look at running it mid-year? Do you look at scrubbing the whole thing? What's your overview as the club?
Yeah, I just think it needs to be placed somewhere during the year. There'll be experts to look at it. It definitely doesn't, you wouldn't scrap it for sure. It's got a place in rugby league for these young and upcoming 20-year-olds and 21-year-olds. They're the people that you should concentrate the next phase of this Nines into. So they'll find a spot for it for sure. I think a better spot than where they've got it. And And they'll move it around, I think, in the future too. Like, it'll be at Suncorp, you might have 2 years there, and then you go to Melbourne for a couple of years in Perth. And you'd eventually probably make it an international competition with Fiji, Samoa, England might even bring a side out as well.
And just on the youngsters, how is the academy working there for the Panthers?
Look, it's terrific, Andrew. We're in great shape to go into the season. It's probably one season where all the players are available except Josh Mansour, and he's recovering very well at the moment. So we've got a lot of young talent there now, and I think our average squad age is 23.5. So we've got a wonderful future. We've just got to go onto the field now and put what we believe is high-quality players. That they perform, we're going to have a wonderful year.
Well, we wish you the best, mate. We thank you for joining us. We'll talk with the coaches and the players as we get into the season here on BSB Extra. But it'll be interesting to see what the NRL decide to do. We feel that there's some announcement pending on where it could shift to, but we'll wait and see on that. Thanks for joining us, Fletch.
Thanks, Andrew.